Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. All right, so you don't want to be poor? Get married. Instead of living with that person. Wall Street Journal with some unbelievable stats on marriage. Median net worth for a cohabitating couple, age 25 to 34, was $17,000. That's the net worth, right? Like, what you're worth. Not what you make, what you're worth. Quarter of that, of the 68,210 median net worth for married couples same age range. Wow. For singles, net worth was 7,341. Now do you see why the Democrats are so darn determined to end marriage? Makes you poor. Have you ever noticed anything that makes you poor is what they want to do? Yeah, because you'd be more dependent on them. That's why. Every policy of theirs is geared toward inducing poverty and government dependence because they thrive in that atmosphere. Part of the problem, the Wall Street Journal says, and boy, we were talking about this just a few weeks ago, is this mentality where you can't get married until everything is perfect. They call marriage a capstone event. This is how people look at it now. If you build an arch, the cornerstone is the first piece you put in. The capstone is last. What this means is people see an economic bar they have to clear before they get married. Couples will wait until they have a good job, a car that won't break down, maybe even a house. Then they get married. I'd laugh hearing this. Because I always like that. Oh, if we just get there, we'll be fine. No, it won't. Life will wreck you. Had all those things and lost them all. Once the financial crisis hit. Nothing is permanent. Oh, if I could just achieve the right car and the right... No. So what the Wall Street Journal is doing, I just thought, just brought this up, is this is exactly what we were talking about a few weeks ago. When I had that guy text me, and I darn near lost my mind. He's a good dad, don't get me wrong. I told my daughters not to get married until at least 30, and they have everything perfect, and they're financially stable. Why? Why not build that together? And I said, listen, that right person doesn't come along when it's convenient for you. You got to grab it when you get it because you're not going to get it again. That is a rare thing to find that right. But do not let them go, well, I didn't have my bank account in order. Well, you know what? You'd be richer today had you been married the last 5 years. This is one of those myths in our society. Well, we have to live together and we can't commit because why? Well, we have to get everything just right. Where does that come from? Rom-coms? Never going to be just right. I'm here to tell you. There's always going to be a problem. There's always going to be a struggle. There's always going to be an issue that time will never come. Don't let the person go. You do not know when you're going to get... I did a whole podcast on it. Having this conversation with my daughter now. It might be the guy in front of you. I got the most wonderful text. It's one of those that'll always... be in my mind. I don't just think it's burned there from a guy. And I said, boy, does this guy have it figured out? He said, I met my wife when I was in seventh grade. I knew him right away. And I started pursuing her right then. That's a person who has priorities in life truly straightened out. I said, right there, seventh grade, I started pursuing her. I knew. Wow. You got it more figured out than some people in their 30s. Because these are the things that matter. Pursue things together. Don't let that go. You wait till you're 30, you look around. Not much left out there. It's kind of like doing your Christmas shopping 2 days before Christmas. You got to take whatever's left and you may not like it. So I always be on the lookout for that. I said to my daughter, it's easy. The mistake you can make when you're young is thinking, well, you know, now's not the time, but I'll just do it later. No, you don't get to decide that. I'm telling you, truly compatible person who you click with, that is a once-in-a-lifetime, twice if you're really lucky event. You do not get to time it. You don't. You have no say about that. You can't make it happen. just happens. Or some people don't get it at all. I've got members of my family like that. They just never got it. Good God, grab it. If your car's breaking down because you didn't change the oil, or you can afford to change the oil, or you're living in a crappy apartment and you don't know what you know what? Just cling to each other and go from there. Fight the world together. So much better that way. One of the things life has taught me. So I'm teaching this to my kids now. Be on the lookout. My daughter's like, I'm 14. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Start now. Start now. And when you find that, don't you ever let it go. Don't you ever let it go. You fight for that. Oh, but what if I'm 18? Well, Mom, what if I got married at 20? What would you say? I'd be like, great, fantastic. One of the happiest couples I know, they're still together. I introduced them to each other. He had just gotten out of a relationship, bought a motorcycle, wore a leather jacket. Said he didn't want a girlfriend. I said, oh, I just met your wife. She's in my Spanish class. He was a good friend of mine. I knew him really well. I'm like, I'm telling you, she's your wife. He's like, yeah, whatever. So I finally convinced her to come meet him. And man, I got to watch them meet. I watched them click right there. They locked eyes. It was over. They're still married today. They got married right after college. You can't time these things. That's a gift. And you know what? It makes you much richer, too. Financially. So this whole idea, I gotta wait so that I'll be financially better off so I can't get married if I'm not funny. What? Well, that's a myth, and the Wall Street Journal has debunked it. The headline is, moving in together doesn't match the financial benefits of marriage, but why? And again, net worth of marrieds between 25 and 34, 68,000. Those cohabitating, same age range, 17,000. So go ahead and knock that false belief down too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.